1. The 16th year, A.D. 10. The incarnated Son passed through infancy and experienced an uneventful childhood. Then he emerged from that testing and trying transition stage between childhood and young manhood. He became the adolescent Jesus. This year he attained his full physical growth. He was a virile and comely youth. He became increasingly sober and serious, but he was kind and sympathetic. His eye was kind but searching. His smile was always engaging and reassuring. His voice was musical but authoritative, his greeting cordial but unaffected. Always, even in the most commonplace of contacts, there seemed to be in evidence the touch of a twofold nature, the human and the divine. Ever he displayed this combination of the sympathizing friend and the authoritative teacher. And these personality traits began early to become manifest, even in these adolescent years. This physically strong and robust youth also acquired the full growth of his human intellect, not the full experience of human thinking, but the fullness of capacity for such intellectual development. He possessed a healthy and well-proportioned body, a keen and analytical mind, a kind and sympathetic disposition, a somewhat fluctuating but aggressive temperament, all of which were becoming organized into a strong, striking, and attractive personality. As time went on, it became more difficult for his mother and his brothers and sisters to understand him. They stumbled over his sayings and misinterpreted his doings. They were all unfitted to comprehend their eldest brother's life because their mother had given them to understand that he was destined to become the deliverer of the Jewish people. After they had received from Mary such intimations as family secrets, imagine their confusion when Jesus would make frank denials of all such ideas and intentions. This year Simon started to school, and they were compelled to sell another house. James now took charge of the teaching of his three sisters, two of whom were old enough to begin serious study. As soon as Ruth grew up, she was taken in hand by Miriam and Martha. Ordinarily, the girls of Jewish families received little education, but Jesus maintained, and his mother agreed, that girls should go to school the same as boys, and since the synagogue school would not receive them, there was nothing to do but conduct a home school, especially for them. Throughout this year, Jesus was closely confined to the workbench. Fortunately, he had plenty of work. His was of such a superior grade that he was never idle, no matter how slack work might be in that region. At times, he had so much to do that James would help him. By the end of this year, he had just about made up his mind that he would, after rearing his family and seeing them married, enter publicly upon his work as a teacher of truth and as a revealer of the Heavenly Father to the world. He knew he was not to become the expected Jewish Messiah, and he concluded that it was next to useless to discuss these matters with his mother. He decided to allow her to entertain whatever ideas she might choose, since all he had said in the past had made little or no impression upon her, and he recalled that his father had never been able to say anything that would change her mind. From this year on, he talked less and less with his mother, or anyone else, about these problems. His was such a peculiar mission that no one living on earth could give him advice concerning its prosecution. He was a real, though youthful, father to the family. He spent every possible hour with the youngsters, and they truly loved him. His mother grieved to see him work so hard. She sorrowed that he was day by day toiling at the carpenter's bench, earning a living for the family, instead of being, as they had so fondly planned, at Jerusalem studying with the rabbis. While there was much about her son that Mary could not understand, she did love him, and she most thoroughly appreciated the willing manner in which he shouldered the responsibility of the home.